This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I'm also addressing those that have ears but hear not and have eyes that see not. Now, I'm curious, is everybody in this country, I just want to get this straight, is everybody in this country sick and tired of the establishment? Because it's my understanding that everybody is sick and tired of the establishment. And yet here you have Mike Spence, who has sold himself as a Christian man, crowning Judas. Is there a problem with this? And I'm talking about John McCain. Folks, you have seen across the boards from the CIA-controlled media praising John McCain. Just seen it in the paper today. It's like, whoa, they are just bent set on praising their own. Mike Spence, the guy that sells himself as a Christian man, read 2 Corinthians 11:14. Praising John McCain as an honorable man. Now, at the beginning of the week, we played some audio from veterans that were calling out John McCain for the fraud that he is. But the POWs and the MIAs that made it back home, praise God, were telling the American people through the Sons of Liberty Radio.com as to what John McCain is really like and what he's really about. And they hate him. And yet, here you have Mike Spence crowning Judas. I wonder how that's working out for old John Boy right now. I mean, when he was in Vietnam, Prince, he sold his soul. He made 32 propaganda films for the Vietnamese. Many of our men were killed because John McCain. When John McCain came back home, they put him in Congress, and what has he been doing ever since? Betraying the American people. Read Luke 22:48 when you get a moment. I mean, the veterans are telling us exactly who he is and what he's been about since he's been home, outside of what he did in Vietnam. And what is that? Well, he was stonewalling any investigation into links to find our POWs and MIAs that were still over there, that we later found out that were actually sent up to Russia and to China. And any hopes of us getting boys over there to get them back home was all stonewalled by the likes of John McCain. But yet Mike Pence is sitting there praising John McCain as an honorable man. Folks, I thought you were tired of that. That's just my understanding. And I've spent probably 600 days on this radio show showing you this administration is no different than the last one. Outside of the fact that there's just different players in the circus of politics here. And yet they expose themselves day after day, and nobody pays attention to the fact that that's exactly what they're doing. Nobody that I know of on a national basis, friends, thinks that John McCain is an honorable man. If you judge him by his fruit, you will see that honor is the furthest thing from this man. We found out after he died, and of course it's easy to blame a dead man, but we found out that after he died, he was responsible for the sicking Lois Lerner on the Tea Parties. Of course. He's a chameleon. He's a politician. He's a crook. He's a traitor. He's a Judas. We're also finding out, of course, and we knew this when he was alive, that he had jihadist ties. He was selling out the American military while he was playing both sides of the fence. And yet Mike Pence, who sits next to the President of the United States of America, acting as the VP of the United States of America, is praising John McCain. Again, I'm just under the understanding, friends, that you're sick and tired of the establishment. This is why things don't change. Because the people keep allowing themselves and subjecting themselves to the same game that they were being played by those that were in the previous administration. And it just gets to the point where you have to ask the question, what do you do? Because I want to tell you this, friends, there's many, and folks, I could name them all. There's many across the boards that are betraying the American people concerning this administration that call themselves conservatives. And I've highlighted this before, and many Christians, I get these emails all the time. I get these Facebook tags and these videos from people telling me what the Lord is doing concerning this new administration and how this man cannot be bribed. But yet he's acting out the same way the previous administration did. He's just acting like your friend when in fact what he's doing is the opposite of what a friend would do. And again, I just lay this to the candor of the American people. Now listen, if they're not going to do their job, then we need to do ours so they do their job. And that's why we have in Article 2, Section 4, the means to remove those that don't want to do their job. But you would rather be entertained, America, through the circus of politics. You'd rather be entertained by some guy that's got a throat like a frog, sitting there pointing his finger at Donald Trump like he's the answer. He's not the answer. He's the problem. By the way, Billy Graham's not the answer. He's the problem. By the way, I'm not the answer. I would be the problem if I wasn't making reference to the Word of God. Christ is the answer in Him alone. Period. Man is not. Anything that comes before you in the Christ is idolatry. And it must go. And the fact of the matter, folks, is what you're being told, again, is the same old message by the same old establishment that you complain about on a daily basis. Mike Pence is no more a Christian, friends, than the devil is, period. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back on the other side.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Oh, my goodness. You can't make this up. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You can't make this up. Here, let me give you an example of what I'm talking about here. We're talking about John McCain again, and we're talking about Mike Pence, the Vice President of the United States of America, who everybody in this country just adores, man, because he is holier than thou. He's a Christian man. Now, folks, the opposite is true once again. This is the facade that they put up to the American people. This is the face. This is the game that they play to divert the American people, to deceive the American people. And I was just asking you during the first segment, friends, I thought you were sick and tired of the establishment. But here you have none other than Mike Pence, the Christian, in lack thereof, by the way, Vice President, praising the likes of John McCain right along with the rest of the CIA-controlled media. Just think about that. An honorable man. I have another one right in front of me, just showing you the disservice that conservatives and Christians are doing to the American people. And by the way, America, if you were reading your Bible and your Constitution, you would be able to detect this as well, as easily as anybody else. Period. Jesus said that he would anoint your eyes that you might see. This is written by a guy by the name of Jim Brown. He said, John McCain was a rare commodity in U.S. politics. He was a war hero. Really? Who told you that, Jimmy? Full of good-natured irreverence and a contrarian in the Republican Party. McCain made it abundantly clear that he put America before party politics. And when they both served in Congress, McCain and Louisiana Governor Buddy Romer became good friends. Oh, my goodness. Isn't this wonderful? A war hero. Who told you that? I just want to know. The media did. The establishment did. That everybody's complaining about. I want you to listen to me carefully again. I make reference to Dr. Udo Ulfkott, who is a German editor and a journalist who exposed his employees for who they were. And I want you to listen carefully. He said, the entire mainstream media is totally fake. Did you hear that, America? Did you hear that, 53 countries? The entire mainstream media is totally fake. Okay. I also want to tag and piggyback onto the mainstream media that what you called Christian networks through the United States of America, TVN, CBN, in several different ways, Charisma Magazine, folks, the list goes on. They're just as fake. They're more deceived than the world is. And that's a sad day in America, but the fact of the matter is it's true. Dr. Udo Ufkat goes on and says, the entire mainstream media is totally fake. Who's reporting that John McCain is an honorable man? For those that haven't opened their eyes yet. For those that haven't opened their ears yet. Dr. Udo Ufkat goes on and says, taught to lie by the CIA, to betray the people by the CIA, and not to tell the truth to the public, said Dr. Udo Ufkat, German editor and journalist. He goes on and says the CIA gets control over all of the majority of the journalists to control them. The sad part about it is the best that you have, America, they fall right in line with those that have been programmed, those that have been desensitized and conditioned to promulgate deception to you, the American people. And here you have the conservatives across the boards. By the way, I could go across conservative sites right now, people that you know, and they're doing the same exact thing. Doing the same exact thing. Talking about how John McCain was a war hero. America, is there ever a point that you get embarrassed? Is there ever a point where you get embarrassed for the things that you say? For those that don't have a position to say anything, which there's very far and few between, I'm curious, does it ever get to the point where you listening to these people, where you turn the dial and you say, that's enough? Do you ever get to the point where you're ashamed of what you hear because you know it's not true? And yet I hear people all day long talk about how they don't believe what they listen to. And then what they do to justify themselves, attempt to justify themselves, is they revert back to that, well, we need to know what the enemy's doing. Well, you know what the enemy's doing. You've known what he's been doing for the last 60 years in this country. What have you done about it? That's the question I have to ask to you, and it's the same question the Lord's going to ask you. It's the exact same question the Lord's going to ask you. We got Steve calling from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, Steve? Do we have Steve? Are we there, Steve? Yo, I got you now, Steve. Thank you.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, over the years, they always refer to the ship of state, and they always like to comment on you couldn't change directions of the ship of state quickly. But the problem is the ship's overrun with rats, and they keep arguing that whoever steers the ship is somehow going to matter. When it's overrun with rats, and eventually the cargo is going to go spoil because everything in it is ruined. I mean, I don't think it matters who we have as president, as long as we allow, like you're saying, the CIA and all the bureaucrats to keep doing the evil and rotten things.
Yeah, it's interesting because you probably know this, Steve, but President Truman said that back in 47, had he known that the CIA was going to be an American version of the Gestapo, he would have never approved the measures in bringing about the CIA in the first place.
Well, and then everybody likes to refer to Ike saying, warning us about the military-industrial complex, but he didn't warn us about it till he left and couldn't do nothing about it, didn't he?
Yeah, well, that seems to be the continuous cycle here over and over and over again. But I think what it does is it lands the responsibility into the hands of the American people to, again, do what government fails to do. The American people know what the problem is, Steve. But the American people keep giving themselves a pass somehow and saying, well, this guy coming up, he's going to be the answer. No, well, this guy coming up, he's going to be the answer. And cycle after cycle after cycle through circus of politics and circular reasoning and the same old, well, they just wait another 4 years and then they play the game and they deceive themselves all over again. That's the definition of insanity, Steve.
I don't think they really understand the problem. As long as there's power, it's for sale. So there's no way you can make it safe to have dishonest people running the country because they're going to sell the power. You know, the Democrat-Republican argument is they all always argue who controls the power and who sells the power. You can't have it for sale. You and me would probably be just as bad as they are as soon as they gave us that power. I'd hate to think what I'd do with it. I mean, the temptation's too great. I don't think I could handle that temptation. They got to take the power away from the government and put it back in the hands of the people to where you control your own lives and control your own things. As long as they can do that, they're going to do it.
Oh, man, that's Steve. That sounds seditious, man. I mean, that sounds seditious. I mean, if people would take the time... Yes, I'm being sarcastic. If people would take the time to read their Declaration of Independence, they would see that they are the government. If they would see the preamble and read it out loud to the Constitution, it says, we the people. And again, going back to the Declaration of Independence, they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. And the people in this country think that the government and the people are two different parties, when in fact we are not. The government is a reflection of what we allow them to do and to what to be. And we're the ones that have to correct the problem if things are out of hand. But for some reason or another, again, they allow themselves to be appeased through deceptive measures only to suffer the abuse on another day, over and over again.
I was once at a speech that a guy was given, and he was telling us how you need to inform the people and you can't make change fast. And I said to him, you know, when you get exposed to carbon monoxide, it can slowly, 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 slowly build. And once you hit the point of dying, when we put you in the ambulance, we got to put you in a hyperbaric chamber and do all this stuff because your blood can't take on oxygen anymore because the carbon monoxide's in there. So I told him, you can incrementally get into trouble, but you can't incrementally get out. And he says to me, well, you can't do things radical because if you do radical change, that's calling for revolution. And I said, imagine though, all I'm saying is we've asked the government to obey their own laws. And that makes you a revolutionary. Just saying that, hey, we should force everyone in the CIA and the government to just obey the laws that are on the books, too. And
exactly.
That makes you a revolutionary.
Thank you, Steve. We appreciate the phone call. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. People do need to make distinction between sedition and dissent. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today in Detroit, Michigan, a funeral caps off 4 days of celebrating the life of Aretha Franklin, whose career spans 6+ decades. Former President Bill Clinton remembers Aretha Franklin.
She cared about broken people. She cared about people who were disappointed. She cared about people who didn't quite succeed as much as she did. She wrote about them all in her book.
The late Senator John McCain is lying in state at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda, where top officials earlier today paid their respects, including Vice President Mike Pence.
John McCain served his country. And John McCain served his country honorably. May God bless the memory of John McCain. May God comfort his family and friends.
Tomorrow, a service will be held at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, doesn't that define, and by the way, this is why Google is at work. By the way, if you want to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com right now, it was just posted on the 30th, Google rigging search results is a fact. They're censoring. Who are they censoring? They're not censoring the CIA-controlled media. They're censoring people that are telling you the truth, America. And as I was just saying, does that not define the CIA-controlled media? The media in this country praising the likes of John McCain. And then going back to the POWs and the MIAs that made it back home, the veterans, who called him out for who he was. The American people listened to the lie, and they refused to hear those that told you the truth. To your own demise. To your own demise. Mike Pence crowning Judas. Another Judas. Praising his own. That which is highly esteemed as an abomination in the sight of God, friends. Don't forget it. It's a fact. Also wanted to highlight what William Casey, the CIA director, said, going back to showing you who's behind the facade of the state-controlled useful idiots called journalists in the United States of America. He said, "We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people believes is false." Now, there's probably many out there that, well, this is the first time you've listened to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. And the first thing that just went through you is, what? What did you say? Oh, this guy's crazy. Oh, this guy, I can't believe a thing he's saying. Nope, you'd rather believe the lie than know the truth. Because whence the truth is given unto you, truth demands a response. You need to respond to it. And the fact of the matter is most people don't want the truth because they have to respond to it. But again, listen to William Casey, CIA director. "We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false." out of their own mouths. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, President Trump aware of civil unrest brewing. Whoa. Well, Mr. President, where is that rule of law? I mean, isn't it found in your list of duties as the commander-in-chief to bring in the rule of law the way that you promised to on the campaign trail? Of course, I'm playing stupid with those that actually believe what this guy says. President Trump is aware of civil unrest that's brewing. Now listen to his warning. He warns violence is coming if Republicans lose in November. Wait a second. Less than 1.7% of the population in this country are being used to destroy 325.7 million people. Okay? Now, with all this support that Donald Trump has, and by the way, I'm getting, it's off the hook. I'm getting so many emails from politicians that are using scare tactics to raise money. Don't send them money, America. Don't send them money. It's a fundraising campaign is what it is. There is no question as to what's happening in this country. There's no question as to those that support this brand new administration, deceptive though they are. There's no doubt that they have a lot of support across the boards, Donald Trump's administration. No doubt about it. So why would they be afraid of losing all of those seats? And again, let's go to the fundamental basis of this conversation, because if you read the Constitution, there is no constitutional authority for a Republican Party over a Democratic Party. As a matter of fact, they're not even defined in the Constitution. So why are we talking about a Republican Party and a Democratic Party? Okay, we've talked about that 1.5 million times. But why is he pushing sway to the Republicans? Because we know all the well, the Republicans in many cases are just as bad as what you would call the Democratic Party. Folks, again, they're only used as opposition as the American people lose debate after debate. Because you got caught up into the debate, right? He said that violence is coming if Republicans lose in November. So what is he doing? He's trying to drive support to the Republicans. Folks, look at the list of criminals in the Republican Party. There is no difference between the left and the right. There isn't. The right today are yesterday's liberals, period. If that weren't the case, we wouldn't be in the situation that we're in today. Furthermore, I wanted to highlight this as well on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Is it not interesting that we have groups like designated terror group CARE now suing the FBI, Customs and Border Protection, to stop counter-terror initiatives? Why is Donald Trump not making you aware of what's going on? And why is it that he's not bringing forth the law and sending these people back to their prospective countries? Where is that rule of law? I'm playing stupid with you. Okay? Another thing, and another point that I wanted to make here, friends, is the fact that when you look at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, do you remember the individuals in New Mexico, the jihadi camp, the compound there, where there was a couple men there, Muslims, armed to the hilt, that had this compound out in the middle of New Mexico? They found a dead 3-year-old boy, beautiful little kid. And then once they were busted, they found out that these militant Muslims were raising up 11 children to commit jihad in public schools and in other cities throughout the United States of America. Did you know that now 3 of them have been released? The judge dropped all charges. Where's that rule of law, Mr. President? How come you're not made aware of that? How come we're not made aware of the 35 jihadi camps in the United States of America? But what the president has taken time to point his finger to is the fact that, listen, there's going to be civil unrest here, man, if you don't play the game with me. That's what he's saying to you. And he's warning violence is going to come if the Republicans lose in November. What's more important, do you think, America? the little games, the little charade, and isn't it interesting how the media continuously points the finger and keeps the fights going? Because, like I've said before, and I say it again, friends, isn't it interesting when you were a little kid? Matter of fact, I can bring you back to Grandview Park in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. And I remember being in the fourth grade, and I remember kids talking about how a kid named John and another kid named Vankstead were going to fight on top of the hill. Man, I don't think it took 20 minutes, one break in between classes, going from class to class, before everybody knew about the fight between John and Vankstead on top of Grandview. I mean, if you want to fill the seats, that's all you have to do is keep promoting the fight. Who promotes the fight more than the conservatives and the Democrats, friends, and the Republicans and the CIA-controlled media? You got to get your eye on the ball. You got to get your eye on the ball, friends, as to what's going on here. I mean, oh my gosh, the revelation of corruption in the church in America and government is so overwhelming. Here's another one for you. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Were 18 to 20 CIA sources killed or imprisoned because Hillary Clinton's emails were being hacked in real time by China? How come Hillary Clinton's still out there committing crimes? How come people are still dying that are taking the time to investigate her? Where is that rule of law, Mr. President? I mean, folks, whenever you want to draw the line and say enough of the games, I'll tell you what, then you're going to pay attention to what really matters. And what really matters is not what they're promoting. It's not what they're talking about. It's not what they're pointing their finger at. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Here's another one. Operation Crossfire Hurricane. Pentagon whistleblower provides documents that prove Russia probe was all a setup. What did I tell you since day one, America? It's all been diversion. That's all it is. And I said at the end of the day, it's going to come to naught. And the American people are going to forget all about it. Just think about all the time and effort and attitude that you put in to the little games that Trey Gowdy, Daryl Issa, Jason Chaffetz, the President of the United States of America, have made of it all. Look at the games that they've made of it all, friends. And it's all coming to nothing. Just like I said it was going to come to nothing. Hey, how about that rule of law, Mr. President, when it comes to the accusations of pedophilia in your own governments before you take care of Syria or Iran or Korea? Why don't you take care of the pedophiles that are being busted at Disney? Why don't you take care of the pedophiles that are being busted at Universal and at SeaWorld and in the Catholic Church and the Evangelical Church? Why don't you take time to clean house like you promised you said you would before you go out and clean out someone else's clock with the use of our boys? America, you need to pay attention to what matters here. Here we have another one, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. It goes back to my care point. Muslim terror group cheers Mueller coup, Trump impeachment. It's all a setup. It's all a game. And I didn't tell you that. And even if I haven't heard from William Casey, the CIA director, telling me, well, no, our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false, I didn't even need to hear that from him to know that everything that you're reading is a bunch of garbage. It's a bunch of diversive topics to get your eye off of what really matters. Now, to bring about the resolve concerning all of this, all every bit of it, friends, where's that rule of law, Mr. President? Where's it at? And as long as he doesn't bring in that rule of law, guess what? They're going to have much to talk about. But when you start throwing these people in jail for their crimes committed against the enumerated laws found in the Constitution of the United States of America, I'll tell you what, people are going to start to straighten up and they're going to start to do their job rather than feeling that they can do whatever they want to do without any consequence. But that's up to you, America. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933, Bradley Dean, Facebook, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, YouTube, again, 1-866-582-9933. Again, I'm going to give you the answer as to the dilemma in which you face. So many of them, friends, coming from many of the same sources. You know, I was just thinking about right before the end of the last segment. Isn't it interesting who is under attack? The American people are. All these new legislative bills that they're passing, unlawful, by the way, again. Null and void, nugatory. All these bills in all the states in the United States of America attempting to disarm the American people further. Wow. Man, I thought the opposite was happening. Don't pay attention to what I say, but don't pay attention to what I do. They'll always do whatever you let them get away with, and it's exactly what you're letting them get away with, friends. Hopefully not. 2 Thessalonians 2:9-12, the coming of, listen to how they identify Satan in Scripture, the lawless one. Well, the lawless one, isn't that what we're seeing through this administration? Lawlessness, yep, yep. No enforcement of law. I mean, we have, I'll tell you who's at work. Look at CARE. They're suing the FBI. They're suing Homeland Security. Folks, they are suing those. Perfect. Okay. Listen to this. Designated terror group CARE sues FBI, Customs and Border Protection. They're attacking the very law that is supposed to expose them for their crimes and as judgment commences. These groups are attacking the law, just like your said representatives are attacking the law. They're not working for you to uphold your rights. Just the exact opposite, friends. Open your eyes. Where is that rule of law, Mr. President? Instead of the FBI enforcing the law against the likes of CARE, a Hamas terror-tied group we all know, well, CARE just decided, well, let's sue them. They're not gonna incriminate us. They're not going to prosecute us. Let's sue them. And by the way, this is how you have an ACLU and an SPLC and other communist organizations, because your government's not enforcing the law against their crimes. So instead of enforcing the law against their crimes, they've been emboldened to come attack the law. Where is that rule of law, Mr. President? Huh. I could go across the boards on this. Did you know that in Wisconsin, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Rip on College campus bans September 11th memorial tribute because it may offend Muslims? This is your strength, America. Your enemies are coming within the United States, and they are pushing their weight around because they know that you're going to do nothing about it. Ripon College campus banned September 11th memorial tribute because it may offend Muslims. Where is that rule of law, Mr. President? No, he's got your eyes on what? There's going to be civil unrest, man. Warren's violence is coming if Republicans lose in November. How could they possibly lose, Mr. President? Look at all of the support that you have. Yeah, but Bradley, what we don't want the people to know is this is a massive fundraiser. So what we do is we basically send out emails to the people. And what we do is we instill fear into the people. This is what's going to happen if you don't send me some money right now. I get them all day long. This is what's going to happen. I fear what's happening with the Democratic Party. They're out fundraising us. Wait a second. I thought this was an issue of principle, not money. And it shows you where their hearts are at. You know who's great at that? Rand Paul. Oh, my goodness. Another Christian attorney. Jay Sekulow, the guy's terrible. Terrible. He pushes fear of man, fear of consequence to raise money. Alex Jones does the same thing, friends. That's how he raises his millions of dollars. He pushes fear of consequence, not the fear of God. Glenn Beck does the same thing. They push the fear of consequence. You don't know why they do that? Because they know how much money they can make. And I'm not saying that's the sole purpose why they give the message that they do, but I'll tell you what, most of them profess their Christianity, but you don't hear a thing about the Word of God. You do see and hear, which counters and counteracts the Word of God from these people. It's ridiculous. And again, you know what? The fact of the matter is, friends, we're the number one show right now on Genesis Communication Networks. And I think over the last 17 years, that I've been on radio, I've asked for your support, and the fact of the matter is I should never have to ask for your support. And my message has always been to fear the Lord. Depart from iniquity. Fear the Lord and depart from iniquity. Not fear man and fear consequence. No, it's never been that. And I can tell you right now, these guys are out fundraising my ministry literally millions of times over, because men, although they say they fear God, they serve their own. The Bible says that they say that they feared the Lord, but they serve their own gods. That's exactly what they're doing. Yep. And going back to that, I shouldn't have to ask for support, friends. You should know better than that. If you want to see the fruit of who we are, hey folks, we've outdone Glenn Beck a million times over. We've outdone Alex Jones a million times over. But people are entertained by their gossip. They're entertained by wanting to know more about the bad guys. You already know who the bad guys are. Now go after them. Enforce the law against them. Get indictments against them. Well, Bradley, what have you done? Go online. You'll find out. Go online. You'll see how many times we've won judgments against people that wanted to play with attacking our laws and our God-given rights. Go ahead. Do your homework. You'll find out. We're not here trying to be a bunch of hard guys, but the fact of the matter is I'm not going to stand here and roll over in the face of what's going on in our country, period. And if you want to, you can go ahead and bark up the tree, but you better make sure that you're barking up the right one. Because if you come over here and you do that, we're going to lawfully deal with you. Go ahead online and you'll see that I have practiced what I preached over and over and over again. I don't see that happening from these guys. I don't see none of that. I see nothing but a bunch of gossip and trying to catch each other in words. It's frivolous is what it is, and it's vain. 2 Thessalonians 2:9 through 12. Listen carefully, this applies to all of us. The coming of the lawless one is by the activity of Satan, with all power and false signs and wonders, and with all wicked deception for those who are perishing because they refused to love the truth and so be saved. Therefore, God sends them a strong delusion so that they may believe what is false, in order that they all may be condemned who did not know and who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Did you hear that? Some time ago, when in Italy at a town on the Italian side of the Alps, I saw one Sunday afternoon in a quiet walk alone a sight which struck me very much and which remains fixed upon my memory. There was outside the town a mountain, and all the way up the sides of which were different representations of the progress of our Lord, from the garden where Judas betrayed him to the place of his resurrection. The figures were as large as life, carved in either stone or wood, and painted to imitate that nature. When I got to the very summit of the hill, there was a church, and there was no one in it, and I pushed open the door and went in, and all was still. It was large. It was a large building. And all around it were images of the prophets and the apostles. But there stood Isaiah and Jeremiah and Ezekiel and all the rest. One knew the usual portraits of them, and up the dome at the very top of the church was a large striking image of the Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, what struck me about the church was this, that the images of those prophets and apostles who stood there had their fingers all pointed towards, so that where I went in, I couldn't help looking up to the top to see what they were pointing at. And all around the church, there were words in Latin. Moses and the prophets spake concerning him. And there stood Moses and the prophets carved in stone and all pointing to Jesus Christ. Isaiah had a little scroll in his hand on which was written, "The Lord hath made him to me meet the iniquity of us all." Isaiah 53, verse 6. Jeremiah had a scroll in his hand on which was written, "Behold, and see if there be any sorrow like unto my sorrow which is done unto me." Lamentations 1, 12. I think the church represented the truth in that case, and even so, all the prophets stand as a complete circle of distinct testifiers, and with uplifted fingers, they all concur with John the Baptist when said, "Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sins of the world," John 1, 29. They all point to Christ, and that's what I'm doing here today.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.